Welcome back, and joining me today is Oklahoma Union Cougars football coach Rick Winbigler. And coach, kind of a tough night this past Friday night as you hosted Kenny Valley, but unfortunately the Trojans did pick up the win over the Cougars.
Yeah, we just gave up the big play. Five big plays. I mean, man-on-man coverage, single coverage, 50-50 ball, and you know, the 50 went to Candy Valley, and they caught him and converted and scored on the big plays. You know, they drove the ball a little bit on us, but it was our ability to not stop the deep pass that really hurt us. You know, we were down early. We came out in the second half. We scored 14, gave up 8. If we could have had that first half, that second half in the first half, you know, we're looking at a totally different game. But mm-hmm. And we just got beat on deep passing, and you know, that hurt us.
You know, has that been the problem with those deep passes this year?
We've given up a few. Fairland game, we've got a 6-0 lead, a couple of minutes left in the game, and we get them in 4th and 19. We give one up over the top for a touch. Nowata hit a couple of big plays on us, not necessarily deep passes, but they hit some big plays on us. And you know, we haven't given up a lot of driving it down the field and earning it scores. And the Chelsea game, you know, we come out and have a real, real nice drive. We get down the 8-yard line. We fumble the ball. Next play, Chelsea goes 92 yards for a touch. You know, that's what's kind of been our the thorn in our side, is the big play. And it killed us last Friday.
Talk about on the offensive side, again, you guys had enough opportunities to take care of the football. What was the turning point on the offensive side for the Cougars?
Well, I'm real excited about what we've done. I'm still excited about what we do on defense. It's just shoring up the little things that make us over the top. But offensively, we've reached a point here in this season where we're 0-5, and I coached the middle school as well. And we reached a point here where some of the things that I've kind of come in with as far as scheme haven't really been working. And we've adjusted our philosophy as a staff and as a team to move towards playing option football. We felt that it would give us the best opportunity to get the ball into the hands of our athletes right now and to kind of help us out at the offensive line. We're a little thin on the offensive line. And we moved some pieces around on the O-line, and we came out this Friday with a very basic option package, and we ran for 170 yards, 4.5 yards a clip, and we scored twice. And in the past 2 weeks, we've been shut out. All year, we've scored 18 total points. So we put this scheme in and got the ball in the hands of the kids that needed the football. We ran the ball well. We had a couple of turnovers, which when you move to a scheme like this, that's expected. You know, we're going to put some on the ground early as we get comfortable pitching the football and working the under-center quarterback exchange. But outside of the turnovers, we moved the football and had success moving the football on the ground, which we haven't been able to do all year. So I was really proud of what we did on offense, and we're just starting to scratch the surface this year. And the way I looked at it is we want to be an option football team. So instead of hammering our heads against stuff here that maybe is not being successful and moving to it in the spring, I figured we've got a 5-game audition to work the kinks out, and then we're going into next year as a well-oiled option machine, and we're going to be very, very tough to beat once we get this scheme rocking and rolling and we get real comfortable with it.
Well, short week this week as you travel to Wyandotte, and Wyandotte, a very good football team. What are some of the keys you're going to have to do to stop Wyandotte?
That's a good way to put it. They're good. They're physical. They're fast. Very aggressive. You know, we've got to play football. We've got to maintain our blocks, and we've got to make them play assignment football. That's one of the advantages we feel that we gain being an option team and doing those different kinds of things where we can identify who's on what, and we can change our blocking scheme to give us an advantage while the defense is trying to figure out who's got the football. Options, quick hitting. We have 3 plays in 1, essentially, when you break it down. So we're going to be able to, in theory, slow Wyandotte down a little bit and make them have to think on defense, which if you get high school kids thinking on defense, you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the end of the day, we've got to control the line of scrimmage. No scheme is going to help it if we can't block the front four. And they're fast off the ball. They got a couple of kids that are really, really good players on the defensive line. They run really, really well. And offensively, they run the football from spread formations. They can run it from double tight. They can run the ball wherever they want to. And so we're going to have to exert our will on defense at the line of scrimmage. And our linebackers are going to be very disciplined in reading their keys and reacting to the counter tray and the sort of things that they like to do. They run their quarterback a little bit. He's a great athlete. They got two great running backs. It's going to be a real challenge for us this week, especially on a short week, to go against a team that's good and as physical as Wyandotte.
Well, Coach, as always, we enjoyed visiting with you today. Best of luck to you and the Cougars this Thursday as you take on Wyandotte.
Appreciate it.